I'm Bill Littlefield. Ahead on Only a Game, a towering former NFL lineman pours out his heart via song. But first, the Detroit Lions defeated the Chicago Bears 24-13 on Monday night. The Lions are 5-0, and with apologies to Percy Bysshe Shelley, they've arisen after slumber and shaken their chains to earth like dew. But will they stay awake long enough to claw their way into the team's first Super Bowl? Here to answer that question is Dave Burkett, who covers the team for the Detroit Free Press. Dave, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
The Lions' last NFL title came in 1957. They've been pretty awful for decades, and the 2008 team was the first and so far only NFL squad to go 0-16 since the NFL went to a 16-game regular season format. Have Detroit fans been able to forget that wretched history and get solidly behind the current team?
Well, I don't know if you ever totally forget it. I mean, even during their 5-0 start so far, I've gotten a bunch of emails from people wondering whether they should completely buy in, and I tell them the same thing that I'll tell you. I think this is a totally different team, from the players in the locker room to the management upstairs to the coaching staff. And I think it all starts with some of that talent. I mean, guys like Calvin Johnson and Ndamukong Suh, even Matthew Stafford, are some of the best players in the NFL right now.
So these guys are not sort of thinking, we're going to fall back to earth at some time and be the Lions again. This is a whole new attitude.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I've talked about that with a couple guys in the locker room this week. And basically, since the NFL expanded its playoff format in 1990, 32 of the 36 teams that have started 5-0 have made the playoffs. So I think they're well aware of just how fragile things can be in the NFL, and they're pretty determined to make sure that they see this through all the way.
The only other undefeated NFL team is Green Bay, defending champions, of course. Kind of a shame the Lions and Packers are in the same division, isn't it?
Could make for some pretty exciting football. I mean, the Lions and Packers play on Thanksgiving, and, you know, you mentioned some of the history with the Lions. You know, for years that's been kind of a dreary game that a lot of people have tuned out on Thanksgiving, and that should be a thriller this year. And then they meet again in Week 17 in a game that could be for maybe the NFC North, maybe a playoff berth is on the line. I think there's a lot of excitement for what both those games could mean this year.
If that Thanksgiving Day game is good, and if the Lions prevail, I can imagine a national clamor of people saying, hey, let the Lions play on every holiday.
Well, absolutely. I think, you know, the Monday night game that they had this past week against Chicago, it was electric, Bill. It was the best atmosphere I've ever seen, the loudest I've ever heard that stadium. And if the Lions keep winning, I think the sense is that they will get invited back to primetime again this year, you know, have a couple of their games flexed into the Sunday night spot. And a game like Green Bay on Thanksgiving would only, you know, further that. The NFL knows what sells. You know, they know how to make money, and networks are clamoring for the Lions right now because of the story and because of the players that they have. And I think wins will only continue that.
Has anybody around the team in Detroit been saying, well, yeah, but, you know, the five teams the Lions have beaten are in no way the cream of the crop of the NFL?
I think some of that started to dissipate a little bit. I mean, I think early on, you know, they said, your first three wins are against some teams that haven't looked particularly good, and you had to come back, you know, from 20-point deficits in two of your wins. But maybe they're not the best team in the NFL. You know, the Packers, the Ravens, you know, the Patriots, the Saints, those are some pretty good teams. But, you know, maybe after those four, they are as good as anybody in the NFL. And who knows, maybe they are as good as any of those guys, because they're going to play the Saints and the Packers later this year and find out.
The Lions will face 4-1 San Francisco tomorrow. How do you expect the Lions to do against the 49ers?
Well, it should be a good game. I mean, I think I'm a little bit worried about sort of a letdown effect coming off that Monday night game. But at home, with Calvin Johnson on your team, the way the Lions are playing defensively as a whole, I think the Lions have a little bit more firepower. I think they'll pull it out.
I'm told that anybody who bet that the Lions would go 0-16 a few years ago really cleaned up. I wonder if you've turned up anybody around Detroit who's bet before this season started that they'd go 16-0.
You know, I threw it out on Twitter one day. Actually, I said, did anybody, after the Bills had their hot start too, I said, did anybody have the Bills and the Lions meet in the Super Bowl? I wonder what those odds were. And somebody tweeted me back and said, you know, they didn't have that, but they had the Lions and the Patriots, and they got 50-1 odds on that. So I know the Lions are more favored to go to the Super Bowl now. I think it's, you know, under 10-1. They're on a pretty remarkable streak here, and I think it's right to buy in, because these guys, they do have some pretty good players now.
Dave Burkett covers the Lions for the Detroit Free Press. Dave, thanks very much for speaking with me.
No problem. We'll do it again.